What do you get when you mix 2 hours of high-energy music with one of America's emerging mixed DJs, and then add a host of leading artists, musicians, and cultural leaders?
Soul Deluxe.
Hey, what's up? This is Byron Phoenix, and you're tuned in to Soul Deluxe from Radio Phoenix and Native Voice One. On this week's show, we have an interview with Damian Jim, also new music from Guts, LTJ, Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, Andreas, and Womack and Womack.
1974! The earth exploded into war like nothing ever seen before. Lands were crumbling into dust and nothing that had been was left untouched.
From the studios of Radio Phoenix in Arizona, DJ Byron Phoenix satiates the musical taste buds of listeners with an eclectic entree of electronic, disco, funk, hip-hop, house, jazz, and R&B that will keep listeners' ears glued to their radios. Each week, with the music as a backdrop, Soul Deluxe is part seminar, exposing listeners to the work and voices of artists and musicians they may otherwise never encounter, and part rallying cry, calling listeners to engage with and support the very arts and cultural movements that are present around them.
All right, I want to thank Damian Jim for coming in. What's up, Damian?
Hi, how are you?
So I want to start with what every native starts with. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Utah, but I actually grew up in Arizona too, so I consider myself from both states.
What tribes are you?
I am full-blooded Navajo. I am born for Deer Springs, and Red Streak is actually my father's clan, and then,
I'm Senja Kinna and Batsani, so it's okay. My mother's Senja Kinna. For anybody out there listening, you always say your mother's clan first.
Okay.
Father's clan second. Yeah, so you've been doing art for a while. What type of medias do you usually work with?
I work with various media. I actually use a lot of acrylics, and I also work with pencil, pen and ink, and I'm trying to get back into like some of the ceramics and stuff like that, but I just don't really have time for it, so I do a lot of things.
Pretty versatile. That's cool. Where have you shown your art at?
I've shown up in Utah primarily, and then lately I've been showing down in Tucson. Now I've actually moved back to Phoenix, I think, with trying to promote myself here, so it's...
And you got also Zindi. Tell us a little bit about that.
Zindi is actually a project that we started initially just because we wanted to try and inspire the youth out there. And it's very hard for the native youth out there to actually see like high quality, good quality shows with a lot of really, you know, good solid artists. And we decided to try to introduce them in a way that they could try to relate to in a nice package format.
I was actually asked to play that first one. It was really cool. Had a great time. Saw a lot of great art. There's a pretty big native scene that's kind of coming up right now. It seems like there's a lot of new artists coming up. Like, how do you set yourself apart from those other artists?
I think it's more just a matter of being true to myself and really trying to explore the different facets of my life, and also just how I was raised and what I experienced. I was exposed to a lot of anime and a lot of movies, so really my mind just kind of moves at a frenetic pace. So
cool.
Just create.
Are you more like on the urban kind of thing? Like, I know there's a lot of like traditional stuff out there, which was kind of cool about Zindi because it was more of like an urban kind of feel to it, as opposed to all these traditional kind of art, native artists that you see doing their work like that. I just thought it was kind of cool seeing that as like a kind of the more modern side of the native art, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't have anything against what's considered cowboy art, which is traditional native art, but I really wanted to break away from using stuff that was traditional and try to, build off of what I had learned about my own culture and tweak it in a way to where I wasn't actually ripping off my own culture or trying to sell my own culture.
Definitely. That's what I like about a lot of the artists out there, that they sell themselves as a native artist doing native art kind of thing, not as an artist. You know, they highlight themselves as being native kind of thing. It can kind of go both ways as being a DJ too, you know, like I'm a native DJ, whatever, you know, but it's, if you stay true to yourself, it does come out in your art, you know. So I like what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So you have other gigs going on outside of Phoenix. What are they?
The show that's actually going to be at the Navajo Nation Museum, it's an all-female contemporary art show, and it's actually the first of its kind there at the museum. So we're actually setting a precedent here, and I mean, it's like the excitement is really high as far as like all the artists that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a few of the really like well-known artists that are going to be there, like Melissa Cody. There's also going to be some famous artists that are from Albuquerque that are actually going to be coming out as well.
What else you got?
I also have a museum show that I'm going to be a part of in Salt Lake City. And what I did was I actually contributed some interview footage for that, and it was really concerning my work with the Native Navajo baskets and rugs that I actually did in Utah. So they're actually going to organize it, and it's going to be at the Natural History Museum of Utah for 6 months, and then it's going to tour the country for 3 years after that.
Wow. Big things happening for you, man. That's
cool.
It's good. I mean, it's all moving in a good direction for you. All your hard work is paying off.
I hope so. It feels like it, but...
Where they can get more info about what you're doing?
You can go to my website, either website. It's zindi.com, is Z-I-I-N-D-I.com, or damianjim.com, D-A-M-I-A-N-J-I-M.
Cool. Thanks again for coming in, and I'm looking forward to playing for your audience that's going to be seeing your work and collaborating in the future. Thank you again for coming in.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Soul Deluxe.
Soul Deluxe is available as both 2 consecutive hours weekly or as 2 separate 1 hour weekly programs. For more information on how you can bring Soul Deluxe to your station, contact Nola Daves Moses with Native Voice One at 505-401-4532 or via email nola@nv1.org.